Yo, what's up? This is Useful Nonsense. I am Ruffy. This is Javi. What's going on, big dog? Talk to me.
What's good, man? What's good, everybody? I hope y'all are having a good week.
Nah, fuck your weeks.
Man, we just won the fucking World Series. Now that I think about it, by the time y'all see this, it's going to be 2 weeks after the fact, but...
Fuck it.
Won the fucking World Series, baby.
Hell yeah.
Fucking won that shit.
Hey, bro, that shit was lit, bro. I was in downtown yesterday, and then I walked my way to Minute Maid. I don't even know, bro. I don't know how I ended up there. I was just walking around downtown last night, and because I knew if the Astros were gonna win, Houston was gonna go erupt. So I was just walking around. I ended up at Minute Maid. I'm at the fucking front door of Minute Maid, which is waiting outside, and then with all these people. And as soon as they caught that last out, bro, everybody just stampeded their way into the stadium. Yep. And I was one of those motherfuckers. There was this lady that fell right in front of me, and I fell on top of her. And in that moment, I thought, I'm going to die.
Fuck.
I really thought I was going to die, dog.
Astro World Part 2. Fuck.
Holy shit. But nah, dude, it was crazy because everybody helping us up. But I didn't help that lady up. I kind of pushed her down, back down to get up.
You said we living or we dying, bitch. We ain't dying today. No.
Yeah, nah, you could die today. But nah, she was all right. Nobody got hurt, which is beautiful, you know what I'm saying? You don't want anybody to get hurt in these type of moments, cuz it's just such a special moment for Houston that it would have been very tragic if somebody got hurt in that moment.
Cap. Cuz if I saw fucking Joel Osteen get stampeded to the fuck, man, boy, fuck Joel Osteen. If Joel Osteen got like stepped all over in that stampede after we won the World Series, everyone would have been like, oh, fuck it, bam, and then kept running and shit. Everyone would have got their licks in too. Fuck that. It's so funny the way like that works too, because you saw how like Mattress Mack was like getting like heckled by like Phillies fans and shit like that.
Yeah,
man, Houston backed Mattress Mack so fast, bro. Y'all can rip on Joel Osteen, but don't touch Mattress Mack, bruh. Don't touch him.
That dude made $75 million.
Mm-hmm. Crazy money.
He bet $10 million and won $75 million. That's such a crazy amount of money that he just won.
Yep.
And, like, it makes up for all the free furniture he gave away.
Oh, 100%. I think he lost that on, like, what, minimum $10 million?
Not even, bro. He probably lost maybe like 3 to 5 million.
Think so?
Possibly, bro. Not even.
Cause like I remember that was a factor in the last World Series that we won and whatnot.
Yeah. At that time for sure. Yeah, that was I think that time he betted 5 million. So basically he estimated how much loss it would have been if he's, you know, he basically bets that much. So yeah. If he loses that money on the bet. Right? So whatever, he made that money in the furniture. But if he loses that money in the furniture, he makes so much more money on the bet that he just doesn't care.
Mm.
It's like, it just washes it out in the end of the day, in the business aspect of it. So it's just genius.
That's true. That's good. That's good. That's good shit right there.
That's how you clean money, bro. That's Jay-Z said that. Remember, Jay-Z had a bar in one of the songs. I think this was from Reasonable Doubt that, you know, waiting. This is during Tyson's prime era, right? He was like, maybe Tyson got a night off, that's clean money. Like, talk about laundry, you know what I'm saying? Like, taking dirty money and then going in gambling on that. Mm-hmm. You lose it was whatever, yep. It's a wash. Yep. You know, you hit, you just converted dirty money to clean money. So, it's really interesting how they do. And there's a theory on Mattress Mack that he used to sell. I don't know if it's a theory, I don't know if it's facts, I don't know what it is, but apparently... Back in the Gap, Mattress Mack used to sell cocaine out of the back of a truck where he sold mattresses out of. So he wasn't only moving pillows, he was moving kilos.
Oh, there it is. There it is, baby. Man.
What do you think about that? You think Mattress Mack was moving keys back in the Gap?
Hell yeah, bro.
You think so?
I learned so much about the cocaine era. When it first came onto the scene. So there's no way, because he was probably our age range. I mean, whenever the cocaine era boomed, you know what I mean? And, you know, just
dude, our age, dude, the 80s?
Yeah. Bro's like,
there's no way, bro. He's like 75 right now. He was our age, probably in the 60s. Yeah, let me see how old.
Wait, well, no, I thought cocaine. I thought cocaine came on in the 60s and 70s. Did it not, or was that
was acid?
That was acid.
Oh well, maybe. When was Pablo Escobar?
Pablo Escobar? That's a good question. Man, Pablo Escobar had to have been in the 70s, I would think. Man, but when that shit came on the scene, bro, crazy, insane. Man, I mean, damn, bro, it was like basically a party favor. You know how like Trulies and Twisted Teas are like the party favor of today? Sometimes like vapes and shit. Bro, back then it was cocaine. Insane, insane. Y'all gotta ask y'all's grandparents. They probably did cocaine.
It was the '80s.
The '80s.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was during the, like the war on drugs and everything. Like when the war on drugs
was
being first.
That shit started. Was like the most like versatile party favor. You have a hangout with your friends. You got you buy some cocaine. You're gonna hand it out to your guests and stuff. They all do little bumps. Found out a relative of mine has had a little ring that you do a little bump. It's a pretty ring. Real pretty ring. She put a little something in her ring and just that was just it for them. That was it. They had this. Imagine being the jeweler who like gets told to make these jewelry pieces and even necklaces that hold, you know what I mean, all nice and have like a little thing inside of it that opens up and it's got a little pouch in there. Insane.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, imagine that being your task. You're making like little mini things to hold stuff in it.
Hell yeah. Hey, low key. When I'm older. Like 60s, 70s, maybe 70s, 80s. I don't know. That's if I get to see that long. But if I make it to that range, bro, I really want to go to Colombia and try pure cocaine. Like real Colombian coke that's not cut with bullshit. Like off of a key, you know what I'm saying?
I want to chew like a cocoa leaf.
You know that they make a tea out of that for elevation sickness?
Makes sense.
And it's not bad.
There's some benefits to it if you play with it, right?
Yeah, it's good for high altitude. That's what the Peruvians and they all do that. When they're doing like mountain stuff, like when they're going up on the mountains or going like really high in elevation, they'll chew on those tobacco leaves, and not tobacco leaves, the coca leaves, and it basically gives them like a buzz and helps with elevation sickness. They also make a tea out of it. You can make a tea out of those leaves and then get a coca tea.
Man, my eyes are going crazy right now.
What you got? Lazy eyes?
Allergies.
Oh.
Fucking everybody going got crazy, man. Right now, that bro. Shit, my shit's been going crazy. I was like, damn, I got COVID part 7.
Oh, jeez.
Nah, I just got fucking allergies like everybody else, man. What'd you do today?
Just school.
Huh?
School, that's really it, bro. School was cool. Got a couple of haircuts in. And then we just sitting around.
Yeah? Nice.
Just sitting around. I mean, I cut both the instructors, both of his kids.
Yeah.
One was a high fade that I showed you. Another was like a taper fade. And they're easy. Easy ass fucking cuts.
I like easy.
I'm getting more comfortable. Like that high fade that I did it in about 35 minutes. Because I made a video of it.
Nice.
So I did that in 35, almost 40 minutes. So my cuts have gotten a lot faster. I'm more comfortable with what I'm doing. I'm trying newer techniques on these things as well. So it's allowing me to like, you know, I'm more vigilant now. I've been seeing the mistakes that I'm making like immediately after the cuts because I'm going back in and watching, looking at the pictures or the videos or whatever it is. So I'm starting to develop that eye that barbers have. And I think it's just me getting more reps in now too, because now I'm doing anywhere from like I went from doing maybe 4 to 5 haircuts a week to doing anywhere from 15 to 20 haircuts a week now.
Damn, bro.
So it's like, okay, I'm starting to, because, like, dude, I'm getting a lot of reps in when I go do the volunteering.
Nice.
So, like, in 3 hours, I'm cutting, like, 5, 6, 7 heads in 3 hours. So that's really getting my speed up because I have so many people waiting on me that it's causing me to speed up, right? And I'm starting to develop a better eye because I'm able to see things from that, which is really cool as well.
That pressure, man.
Bro,
you don't got time to sit there and second guess yourself. No, whenever you got people waiting on you, bro, get the fuck on. Okay. Your shit ain't completely blended. Fuck, figure it out now. Handle that shit before it handles you. And then people started fucking throwing the hand. Bro, imagine being at a hood shop where people don't wait around. You know what I mean? There's no appointments and shit like that. Just walk-ins and walk-ins, bro.
Yeah, and that's good crazy times. Too, because it's like I actually like that pressure on me though.
No, that's what you need right now. 100%. That's what you need right now.
For somebody like me that thrives in pressure, in high pressure situations where it's, you know what I mean, I got to do stuff, I rely more on my instincts. And it's causing me to try new techniques too.
Yeah.
So for me, that's a really big thing, is like now I developed a new technique that I think I was just telling you off air. Instead of going like, you know, after the no guard open, going to the one open, one and a half open, blending it in with the top, right? I'm going straight one and a half and then one closed. So it's eliminating some steps for me. So it's like, okay, because I'm going to have to go in with that one closed anyways to blend out that one line. So it's like, okay, let me just go ahead and just simplify that and see how close it gets to the fade that I want it to be. So I'm going to play around with that technique a little bit more.
Yeah.
And see what that does for me. And I'm going to try it in different fade forms as well. Like, so not just simply high fades, but like maybe like a mid fade, and see how that technique does in a mid fade where you need a little bit more of that stretch. You need a little bit more of that bulk sometimes to kind of blend it in a little bit, right, with the
mid fade. Never go, if you're going to do a mid fade, use your two guard as your not your stopping point, but like halfway to the stopping point.
Yep. Three. I think
there's the stopping point, and then there's before the stopping point. Make the two before the stopping point, and then I fade up to that. And then after that, let life figure itself out. You know what I mean?
Play over around. Comb.
Yeah.
Clip over comb to blend the stuff in and stuff like that. But I kind of want to try that with like a. I don't know. I want to try different techniques.
You have to do that with straight hair, to be honest. That's not a technique for African American hair. African American hair is a different fade game. It's a lot easier, to be honest.
100%. Because you see the lines clearly.
Yeah.
You don't have to step back too far to see the lines.
So everything's right there.
It's right there, and you see it, and you even see the lines coming out. Like versus with like straight hair or people with lighter color hair, like white people when they have like blondish hair. It's so hard to see the lines, and they leave such hard lines.
You almost don't even have to use, and it's crazy to think this, but you almost don't have to use the half guard or the one and a half guard on like really light hair like that. Mm-hmm. You almost just go 1, 2, 3, and you're faded.
Basically, because
that's how thin it is in most cases. Yeah. And it's like, bro,
it's just lever play with that.
You stand back,
hair.
And you're like, dang, it already died. I've been watching that. I've been watching. I was like, it's gonna go out at some point.
I know which camera that is now, so
yeah.
I need to make a mark on it or something.
Yeah,
just so that way I can go look at the serial numbers and see which camera this was.
It do be like that. I forgot where I was going with this.
It
fades out real fast, and you're like, that don't seem right. That does not seem right. But you stand back and you're like, okay, no, we're good. All right, next. Scissor trim,
essentially. Yeah. And then with like lighter color hair, a lot of times too, you could just lever play it and then not even have to like really worry about like changing guards, like other than, you know what I mean, like you were saying, you don't have to use a 0.5 or a 1.5.
yeah, those detailing guards are mainly for coarse hair.
Yeah,
you really really coarse hair that are gonna show those undetailed like work and stuff like that, man. I don't know.
Like that texture hair on the video that we're watching right now is really cool.
That's that Mexican hair. I was just looking at it and I was like, damn, that's some thick ass Mexican hair.
Yeah.
Thick as fuck.
I like how he textured the top.
I don't think he's touched the top yet.
I thought he scissor cut it. Because it looks like it's already styled.
He's using the out of the box wall guards. Good times. I used to use those on you.
The seniors?
Nah, the guards.
Fresh out the box,
not even premium wall guards, the free guards that they give you.
Yeah, yeah.
And they give you like that little shitty gray half guard.
Oh yeah.
Man, what's new with you, man? What else we got going on?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Just school.
School and shit.
That's it, bro. Like I don't really got much going on. I mean, other than the whole Astro shit, I haven't done much. I've literally just been working with a client on the podcasting stuff as well. So working with them and getting her podcast back up and getting recorded and doing all that stuff for her. So Wednesdays is that day for that. And then I just get everything edited. Her stuff is easy. I don't have to do clips for her or anything. So I just put everything together, get it sent to her, and I'm done.
Nice.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a cool load. I get to get out of the house a little bit. Be around people I like to fuck with. and her podcast is fun to be on too. So just working it and meeting the new the guests that she has. She always has some really cool guests. So a lot of times they're like people in the nightlife and, you know, industry. Sometimes she'll have business people on, entrepreneurs, stuff like that. So she does some really cool shit.
Imagine getting sponsored by a dating app. That'd be crazy.
By a dating app? Yeah.
I'm gonna go reach out to a few dating apps and see if I can get sponsored by a dating app. That'd be fucking cool.
For like barbering?
Nah, just to sure, actually, yeah. Hey, yes. How would that work though? You know what I mean?
You could do it. Like,
it would have
skits.
To be like a general commercial.
You could do skits. Where like a client comes in and is like, dude, look at this. Look who I met. I met so and so on this dating app, X, Y, and Z dating app. And I got a date coming up tonight. I need to look fresh.
Or something just about me in the day to day. And then looking off into the outside window and I see a cute couple and going back to work.
And it's raining outside.
Then I'm at the end of my day in bed and, oh, why am I checking my phone anymore? No messages. And then I see an ad for Hinge. Oh, the dating app that was meant to be deleted. Check this out. Then I meet the love of my life. I'll have to hire a friend, an actor or somebody for that, unless you want to date. But and then, you know, just gonna go on our first date, hit it off real well. She pegs me in the ass, bro. Love of my life.
Pegs you in the ass. But okay. Anyway. So we're already going off the rails. All right. We're 16 minutes in and we're already off the rails.
No, nah, don't peg my ass. I have too many stomach problems for that, actually. I'm not about that life. Hell no. My IBS can be like, what are you fucking doing?
You taking a finger in the ass?
Hell no. I'll cry.
You'll cry?
I don't know. It's never happened, actually. Nah, man. I couldn't imagine, like, getting your dick sucked.
Oh, I thought
sucked.
You, bro. I thought
imagine
you
getting your dick sucked and then all of a sudden just, like, boop, you know what I mean? Just freaking.
Dude, that would come so hard.
And you're just like, oh! You know what I mean? You're just, like, fucking out of there. Man. I don't know what I would do, to be honest.
You nut, that's what you would do.
You think so? You'd like see God.
I don't know if you see God. I don't know.
God's
if you
just
God.
Like
disappointed.
You're like, leave me out of this. Hey,
yeah,
man.
Leave me out of this. I'm not in
hey,
this
man.
Shit.
Hey, man. Hey.
I'm not in this shit.
What the hell? And God's like, they're always pulling to me all dumb shit. I got to go to this other universe. Come on. Y'all keep playing.
He's like, all right, we got to do it to the we got to do to these people what we did to the dinosaurs.
This is that weird reality. That's where y'all eat each other's ass. That's not what it's meant for. I'm going to go check on the other guys. Checks on the other multiverse.
Imagine.
Yeah, man. That dude's got a lot of shit to do, I'm sure.
Do you believe in alternative timelines? Like,
fuck yeah. Oh, bro. The fuck? Hell yes. There's so much to that science. It's insane.
Uh-oh.
Bro, there's like a... There's a us that actually, like, lived by our stereotypical, like, guidelines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's like a Dr. Rafi out there that actually did the typical guys of your culture, what they all want you to do with your life. And then there's an engineer, Javi, out there that actually did what he was supposed to do and what was expected of him. And then there's us in this universe. Hey, and y'all love us.
It'd be interesting because there's, like, think about it, right? There's 100 million billion stars.
Ooh.
100. Oh. Mm.
100 billion stars.
100 million billion trillion stars. in the known universe, right?
Number?
I don't even know, bro. I don't know.
He's at 100 right? billion, million, trillion.
Stars.
I got cheese, two
and then
tortillas,
potatoes. And then each of those stars has a planet in the Goldilocks zone. Essentially what the Goldilocks zone is where Earth is right now in the solar system, where the conditions are just right to where it can sustain water and oxygen and an atmosphere to be able to support life. Now, there could be different forms of life. Like, we are a carbon-based form. There probably silicone-based forms, which they think that's on Titan. They believe that there might be silicone-based life form on Titan, which is a moon of Saturn, I believe, or Jupiter. I think it's Saturn. But just because of the, based off, because they believe that there's water on one of the poles over there, but it's mixed with other shit, you know what I mean?
There's like an underwater like society out there, and like they're all ran by like some seahorse merman that like are like low-key gay, and they can get each other pregnant. There's no such thing as women, which is probably peaceful actually, now that I think about it, but I still love y'all. But I'm just saying, these guys are probably just thriving. Bro, like, they've discovered they've discovered to levitate after they like meditate and shit like that. They got all their chakras aligned. Aligned and shit. And so like now they just like levitate because they know how to fucking activate that little part of their butthole. I think seahorses have buttholes. I'm sure these seahorses.
Yeah, that's what they're not.
These seahorse mermen.
You ever seen the seahorses give birth?
Yeah, they'd be like,
yeah, bro, it's fucking weird. And the males give birth. And the seahorse thing, it's the male seahorse that gives birth. These irresponsible ass women, bro.
Yeah, imagine sneezing when you like come, or having some weird niche thing you do when you come, bro. Damn, I don't know.
What would be the weirdest thing to do when you come? Like,
like a weird noise, like.
He don't make.
Just fucking, just like.
Whoa, dude! You telling me you don't make that noise?
Nah, I'm more of like. Yeah, we're in there, America.
That's me when
I'm back.
That's me when I let out a fat shit log.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
The one that gives your asshole a little bit of problem.
Yeah.
And it's always a different color than the rest of your shit.
Oh, 100%.
That's, you know what shit part I'm talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Where it feels like you're shitting on a rock, but it's really not a rock. It's just your shit.
You ever have too many food colorings and then you have like colored poop? Like you have like a H-E-B cupcake. Like the little birthday party ones. And then now you got blue or green poop.
No.
That was me this past weekend.
I had green poop because my stomach wasn't right.
Nah. Anyway, so the H-E-B cupcakes, they had the Halloween ones. And those were good. Those were good. They had a little six pack, 12 pack. And I brought them to the shop and I had like a few of them. And like my poop was green for the next 2 days. Like green and blue at the end. It was green at first and then it got blue. It's cool, man. I'm part merman from that like thing, except I ain't gay. I'm just like some defected ass dude.
That experience changed your life?
I guess so, man. I bet you they're thriving though with no women. It's just a bunch of, not even, those aren't even dudes technically. They're just like these beings. I wonder if there's like a planet, like in Rick and Morty, like that whole planet of just straight women and men are enslaved and they only milk them for nut.
Yeah, that shit was a crazy ass episode.
I fucking love that episode.
That was a good ass
episode. That was an episode. It's funny, they called it the great passive aggression. They called one. And you're dating, so you know what the fuck that is. Man, come on. Yeah,
we're not talking about that.
Yeah, man.
I mean, she don't watch the pod anyway, so that's good. I'm glad she don't. Because half the shit I say on here, man, is fucking stupid. Yeah, you post your story fucking cracked me up when you posted Unhinged Ruffy. That shit was so funny. I found that shit so fucking funny.
Unhinged is shit. Anyways.
I mean, be wise, you know.
Now, I wish Gromcast would work so that at some point it doesn't have to be so much when we make these teasers. We can make teasers that are more like compilers from other episodes.
Yeah.
And just have a general teaser for the whole thing as a whole.
I mean, we could do that as well.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But like throughout time, I can just take little snippets of Unhinged Rafi and make like an Unhinged Rafi
teaser. Fucking funny,
you know what I mean? Just from different different episodes.
Dude, that would be so hilarious.
That'd be cool to drop by like episode 10 or something. Because we'll have some good shit by then.
Yeah.
We already have great shit now, you know what I mean? But like the more is always fun.
Dude.
I'm telling you.
Just a whole series of Unhinged. Oh, I also started putting some of the clips on shorts. On YouTube?
Oh, wait, yeah. I tell my clients, like, oh, it's on every platform. But I don't know if you meant that, if you meant, like, every platform.
Like, audio as well?
I have no idea, but for the podcast.
Yeah, audio-wise, it is, too.
There's a fruit fly in here. I left. But man,
hey, we got some new followers though on YouTube. We got some new subscribers. I just checked right now.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Bet.
Hey, low key, we should start giving out like shout outs to new subscribers.
I think we should start doing the guest thing and just get some guests on.
For sure.
Just some trustworthy people, some people, because this isn't my apartment, you know what I'm saying? Unless we end up finding a place, but also I don't feel like renting a place out.
Yeah, nah, not yet, bro. Nah, especially man. When we ain't got no funds.
Some cool people that we're close to, you know what I mean? Yeah, not just anybody that asks and shit like 100%. That.
100%. No, they got to get vetted.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're going to have to vet them and like have a
conversation. Because they're going to have some to gain from as well. Y'all going to have stuff to gain from as well being on this platform. You're going to have it, whatever it is you have going on in your life. Yeah, if you're doing some small little business or whatever, give you a shout out at the end and stuff like that and collab with you and stuff like that on Instagram and get you some new people in your life. That's actually really good. That's kind of how we've both got going on. People that follow me are following him, and people that follow him follow me now.
Yeah.
That's just kind of like what this is. It's a community thing. Kind of excited to see where this goes. You know what I mean?
For sure, dude. It's going to be more exciting.
I hate the question because I get this asked all the time by my clients. They're like, so like, you trying to be like top of the world, like millions of followers and podcasts? I'm like, dude, I don't know. We're in phase one and that's like a phase 13 kind of thing.
Yeah, brother. There's going to be so much shit that has to go into.
There's so much that's going to happen between now and then. So I can't say when or how that's going to happen. That's such a... I hate using it. It's such a 9-to-5 ass question. Like, boy, when's this gonna? Nah, man. This is by the day. This is by the cast. This is by the episode. Like, this is something that just doesn't happen overnight. This is the more we do this, the more we grow.
But it's probably not even gonna blow up until like maybe 300 or 400 episodes.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
You know what I'm saying? Because by then we're gonna be more comfortable with what we're doing. We're gonna have better. You know, eventually we're gonna upgrade equipment as well. Like, I want to upgrade the cameras. Because right now the cameras I use, I want to see if Best Buy will let me trade them in. I don't know if they have a trading program or not. But I would like to get different cameras where I have interchangeable lenses. Because these have a focal lens, so they're stuck the way they are. Like, I can't change the lens on those. But the ones I want to get, you can change
the lens. Like the one you saw at Anthony's at the salon?
Yeah, that's a full-frame camera. That's a fucking $2,000 camera. I'm not about to buy one $2,000 camera. You know, that's a $6,000 investment.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even including
lenses. Is that the $2,000 camera?
Damn, yeah, bro, because that's I think that was a Mark 7-3 or something. I don't know. Something. But it's a very nice Sony full-frame camera. It shoots 4K at like 60 frames, I believe.
So 60K?
Huh? 4K at 60 frames. Yeah. That's crazy. A very high quality camera. Like that has capability of shooting cinematic, essentially.
You can shoot porn.
You can shoot porn on these, too, though.
You can shoot porn on these.
You can shoot porn on my iPhone.
You can... Honestly, though, I'm having that, like, talk with you and Anthony that day with, like, about what my camera can do. Bro, I've been abusing cinematic mode and, bro, like, adjusting some of this.
It's such a great...
It blurs everything out of the background. It just focuses on homie in front of me. And
you
know
you can adjust the blurness, too, right?
It's so cool. Yeah, I've been playing with
through
it a lot.
Through the F settings?
Yeah, like, I'm learning more about it as I'm fucking with it. And that's the fun part. I'm like, damn, I'm glad I didn't just spend... $1,700 on this phone for nothing, goddamn.
Yeah, no, dude, it's a phenomenal. The iPhone 13 Pro and then the 14 is even nicer, bro. I ain't gonna lie, I got to play around with it a little bit. It's a very good phone. I mean, the only thing good about that phone is the camera. Other than that, if you have a 13, you're fine. You don't need to get a new phone. It's a very good phone. Dude, I was thinking we should even do, like, reviews on tools. Like a tool review on here. What'd you think on that?
Let's fucking do that. That sounds like fun. I can roast so many tools.
Yeah, like we can.
And then promote so many tools that I actually use.
I feel like we should do like a little segment or something like that where we do a tool review.
Tell me right now what your most favorite tool is that you have, your go-to, your baby.
Right now, dude, honestly, it's that Protégé. The Gamma
Protégé. Really?
Bro,
really do be mentioning that Protégé. I'm like, okay,
I haven't used the Masters in a while.
Mm-hmm.
The Masters, I'm probably going to put like in a little case.
Yeah, man.
At home, yeah, like man. On my bookshelf.
They're beginner clippers.
No, they're phenomenal clippers. Even if you're an experienced barber, they're really good. The only thing I'm running into right now is I'm kind of relying more on the cordless, and I really like the cordless ones. The one thing I do like about the corded ones is the constant power. But you can still use the cool thing with the Gammas and the Magic Clips are you can still use them while they're plugged in to the charger. So I can if I need to really overwork them, I can just plug them in and still use them.
Oh, the Proteges, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You can do that. And all you need is one of those like 10-foot long Android cables, and then you're good.
Yeah, even the cable, like the cord you gave me mm-hmm. with those Proteges.
I gave you the cord?
Yeah, the cord. Okay. Cord. Like it's a long ass cord.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so it works perfectly, bro. That. And I was doing that the other day when I was cutting at the school. I just had them plugged in, and I was just using them plugged in. And easy. Dude, they're so good at debulking. Like, okay. That close guard on there is perfect. The no-guard closed is perfect for, like, just... I don't even have to go in much with a trimmer after I go over with those.
At the shop, my Gamma Ergo X is the one I won in the raffle.
Yeah.
Bruh. They had a taper blade on them for the longest, but my... I guess in my actual Ergo, because I have a regular Ergo standard that I had 2-3 years ago, and I got 2-3 years ago, and then there's these ones that I the X Ergos from the raffle. The OG Ergos like got wonky, like the little thing that holds the blade, so it's like stripped somehow, so it keeps offsetting, so like one side's way down and the other one's like not even, it's way too gapped. Yeah. And then the teeth are out on the other side. So, like, damn. It's insane. So, it kept doing that. I was like, bro, what the fuck? So, like, stop what I'm doing. I take apart this thing. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's going on in this thing. Take the fade blade off of it. And I put it on my... I slap it on my Grant Gamma X Ergo because it had a taper blade. And I put the really tight skin fade blade on it. Bro, this was the most craziest fucking machine. This thing is a fucking workhorse. And it's taking it to the skin. Fucking insane. And then, but later on, I go back to the standard, the OG Ergo. And I'm like, well, okay, I Google through it. I YouTube through it because I got a little 20-minute gap break. And I figured out what it was. I get it all adjusted. Take 2 pounds of hair out of it in the process of doing all that. And then I slapped a wall blade on it. And it's actually really quiet. With the wall blade, like a flat standard wall blade that you see like on the Magic Clips and shit like that, and that's cool too. But yeah, that Gamma X Ergo is, I'm putting in work on that thing. I was gonna say I'm getting my money's worth, but I didn't pay nothing for it, baby, so we're good. I love finding out. I love learning new shit about my tools.
Yeah,
I'm fucking with it. It's always cool because then it's like you have a new tool, but you don't. You didn't even
play. You just modified it.
You just played with it a little bit, and it's something new now, and you didn't spend no money. That's nice. We're back.
Yeah, full capacity. Hopefully, that camera just keeps dying. Look at that. Look at that pretty face. So we about left to get a that fucking like
haircut. I'm so excited.
Yeah, who about to cut your hair?
Anthony
is?
Fuck, I meant to book an appointment with Siggy. I wanted to go chop it up with him and talk some shit.
Yeah, he's cold. I'm just writing down. Give me 1 second.
He's my favorite person to talk to when it comes to barbering and shit. Why? So young. He just seen some shit, man. Such a young... And it's nice getting, like, opinion from other barbers, especially when they're far younger than you, because it's like... That's a whole nother mindset set than where you are. And sometimes what I've experienced talking to my younger, more experienced barbers is they have it simplified to the point where they can play with it a lot, this industry and like the workload and all. So, I don't know. Might go pick his brain and stuff, you know? That's the fun part to all this.
That's pretty cool, man. That is really cool. Let me practice on you one of these days. Get your hair cut.
Okay, yeah, basically get a taper.
Okay, that's easy. You get like a low taper or a ball taper?
Skin taper, low, and then that's it. Then it kind of blends into the beard and shit like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we can make that in content too if you want.
Yeah, man. It's up to you, man.
Damn. That'd be fun.
I have pretty easy hair. My hair fades pretty easy. I used to fade myself.
It looks like it.
It's easy.
Yeah, you got that easy texture. Yeah, like, man. The one where the fades come out really nice on you, and just like... You can still play around with it a little bit with new techniques and like to where it still doesn't like get fucked up. Yeah, I like your shirt, dog. Where you get that shirt from?
Oh, good question, bruh. This is from the homie Moses. His brand,
Self-Love Society. Those are my guys. They also have a podcast as well, promoting good mental health and all sorts of things, just getting good aspects from different people in life. And, you know, that's my guy. He came and delivered this to me at the shop.
Damn, they deliver?
Yeah, man, he brought it to me. I bought 2 shirts from him and some stickers. And, man, my boy, he brought it out to me on Thursday. Yeah, he brought it to me at the salon.
Cool guy, man.
Hell yeah,
go follow him. The Self-Love Society. Good shit, good
there
shit.
There you go, man. There you go. Shout out to y'all. Good love.
Shout out to the homies.
Good Love Society?
Self-Love Society.
Self-Love Society.
That's the guys, man. That's my guys.
My apologies. Self-Love Society. Yeah, I say, man. Good Love Society.
It's all good. It's all good. Take a break. Man.
I don't want to do shit for the holidays.
Yeah?
I don't think I'm going to do shit for the holidays. I wish, but also I don't wish this. I wish last year I would have, for the holidays, had just like gone to like the Bahamas or Cabo or something like that. Because that's what I want to do this year. But you know what I got going on right now financially, like transitioning from like shop to salon and shit like that. So yeah, holding on to every dollar I can. Because, man, I'd be that guy. I would definitely go the fuck away and not spend time with family.
Yeah, me too. Same.
No need to. Everyone's growing up for the most part, except for like a few people. It's a cute kids.
But even then, it's just like a lot of times the holidays just turn out to be like a like another event where people just fight and argue and shit. It'll start off all good, and then, you know, everybody got a couple of drinks in. And this is just only in American households, at least from what I've witnessed and understood and seen, you know what I mean? And just people, shit that people have told me. Like, in my culture, we don't drink, so we just have animosity, bro. There's a lot of passive aggressiveness, and it's just petty shit, dog. Petty shit.
Yeah. I bet the food's good, though.
It is. It is. But it's only good when my mom makes it. I don't eat other people's Pakistani food. Mm. I just won't. Like, certain foods I will not eat if it's not my mom's cooking. Because, and I tell them too, like, they'll be like, oh, try this, try that. I'm like, nah, I'm good. It's not, I know it's not going to be as good as my mom's, so I don't even want to try it.
Mm.
And they just, like, look at me in shock. Because I go to their house, and it's very disrespectful to say no to food in my culture as well. Like, that's how we show love, is, like, by feeding people and, like, you know what I'm saying? Doing stuff like that. So when I just go to people's house and I tell them, nah, I'm not going to eat your food, I'm being very disrespectful. I'm being extreme.
That makes sense. Nah, I mean, that's kind of the same in Latino culture. Yeah. Denying food that's offered to you when you're in someone else's house. I've done that a lot as a kid. I'd be like, I was such a little savage kid. I guess I didn't realize it because little me didn't know. But, you know, you'd have like some tia or something to offer you some food. And then little me would be like, nah, I'm not hungry. And then I go talk to my mom, be like, can we get McDonald's or some shit like that?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. And sometimes she'd be like, yeah, we'll get McDonald's on the way back. And then little me was like, fuck yeah. And then other times she'd be like, do you got McDonald's money? And I, you know, it depends on how the checks were looking at the time.
Yeah.
Good times, man. Dang, I feel bad. All the theos I turned down and shit. Again, I'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, nah, I'm good. And then I go eat some chips and shit.
Bro, I'd be like, y'all got pizza?
I'd be like, do y'all have like chips or like some snacks? I ain't eating your food.
I was a pizza kid growing up, man. So I'd just be like, y'all got pizza?
God damn.
And they'd just be like, nah, we don't have pizza. And I'd just be like, damn. Well, I guess I'm not eating. Bro, I was a fucking brat as a kid, man. Because like, you know, I love food, but I'm not eating everybody's food, man. I'm sorry.
It's like the third Amber Alert today. Yeah.
You ain't turn that shit off, bro?
That's crazy. I feel bad, though, ignoring it. That's somebody's whole ass child. But it's so wild. There was an Amber Alert 3 nights ago, like at 11 or 12 in the morning. Just 12 in the morning. It was midnight. Little one-year-old girl went missing. And then, like, quite literally 12 hours later, it just got blasted on the news that her dad killed her at that hour. A few hours after that. Little one-year-old girl from here in Texas, I can't remember. But, yeah,
her
man.
Dad killed her?
Dad killed her, man. Stabbed her.
Damn.
It's fucking crazy, man.
Wouldn't it just be easier to suffocate a one-year-old?
Man, I don't know, man. That's sad. This is just some fucked up shit. This is that world we're in, bro.
Why? Like, what was the whole reasoning behind him stabbing?
It's probably a custody thing. It's always a custody thing with people. That's why I tell y'all to stop sleeping with stupid people. Anyways, because for real, man, y'all don't know who y'all are with. Y'all just get with literally anybody, and then someone slips up and gets pregnant, and then shit like this happens. Y'all gotta stop sleeping with just anybody, bro. Because what the fuck? What is that shit? God damn. That's sad, bro.
Any man that has the ability to stab their own child and kill their own child. Oh, sorry. Wrong camera shot. If you have the ability to kill your own child, you should be tortured. I think we need to bring back torturing. Like, for rapists, for pedophiles, you know what I mean? And like, if you harm children in any way, there should be a strict public torture. You know what I'm saying? Where you get like, you know, like old Chinese ways? Like, dude, old Chinese ways. You ever looked that shit up, how they used to torture people back in the day?
Man, they're still doing that
the way No. I know they do crazy, that with the Uyghur Muslims, yes. But I'm talking about the old school medieval days where they would basically strap you up on a table, tie your limbs down, put like a cloth in your mouth, you know what I mean? And then what they would do is they would put a rat on your stomach. And they would put like a metal pan on top of that and heat that pan up. So what the rat has to do at that point is going to try to escape. So what it does is starts eating you to get through. So it eats a hole inside of you and basically just tries to escape like that. And that's just one way. The Japanese also had another way of what they would basically do is they would lean you back on a chair and they would take very, very hot water and it would just drop one drop on your forehead right between your eyebrows every second. And it does two things. One, the physical harm. Yes. Right? Obviously, after a certain while, that hot water is going to start burning your skin. It's going to start breaking through. You're going to get third-degree burns. Whoop-de-whoop. Secondly, it's more of a very psychological way to break someone down. Because what it does is because you're anticipating the water. So you're basically like anticipating when it's going to come and burn you more. So that drives you crazy. So it's more of a mental and a physical torture that the Japanese came up with. Then there's another way the Chinese came up with. Basically what they would do is they would cut bamboos like in a sideway thing. And essentially lay you and tie you on the bamboo shoots. Right? And then the bamboo would grow through you.
Damn, bro.
And they would torture people like that.
Damn.
Yeah, I went down a rabbit hole of how people got tortured back in the day. And that was like number three or four on the list. There were a couple ones that are way more extreme than that.
Good times. I've only ever heard of like them putting earwigs in your ear and shit.
What
like
is
an
earwig? Hold on.
Earwigs? It's like that. They're them and bot flies. Were used a lot for torture. Random civilizations would use it back in the Babylonian era. Bot flies. Do you know what bot flies are?
Mm-mm.
Bruh.
Tell us what they are. Explain to us what
they're scary, bruh. Bot flies and let's start with earwigs. I think that's the proper term for earwigs. I can't think of what is the proper term for earwigs is, but I remember them being called earwigs when I was a kid. Basically, it's a worm that ends up in your ear or in your nose, and it makes its way to your brain and just fucking eats its way through it.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and then bot flies. Man, I just saw a video on a bot fly the other day. They pulled it out of this kitten's nose. It's this fly that flew in its nose and laid a larvae egg and then flew out. And then the larvae egg was growing in the little kitten's nose. And so in the video, they pull it out of the nose and it's just this big gummy bear size larvae that's just like pulsating. And basically what that thing, them things are just parasites.
Sounds like a hair spore.
Bruh, crazy. I'm so tempted to letting my cat out and just hang out with us, but the white one, not the black one.
The black one ain't even gonna come close to this shit.
I'm about to.
The white one's gonna be like rubbing up all on the cameras.
Oh, you want a water?
Oh.
Oh, no, I'm good right now.
No, you're talking to the cat.
Oh, okay. Damn. Well, fuck me, right? Fuck me.
He'll be all right.
Fuck me. All right. You're that thirsty, Ruffy. But the cat did need water.
But the cat did need water.
You fucking animal people.
You know what I mean?
You animal people. Uh-huh. Or something else.
That's my babies. But, man.
Your cat always coming up and rubbing up on my legs.
He probably senses good vibes.
Oh, that's a good thing. Good vibes only. Good vibes only, people. Good vibes only.
The black one, she's scared of everything. If they end up in the video, that'd be cute.
I mean, if they jumped up on the thing.
Say hi. Say hi. There we go. He's mad. But this is how I hold him. I'm going to have this whole damn podcast with him like this.
That's so funny.
Just like this. With my child. Man. You'd be happy you're in a relationship, bro. The streets are crazy. Don't be out here. This shit's sad. This shit's crazy. Imagine like hitting it off with a girl and then she's like, nah, our signs aren't compatible. You're an asparagus and I'm a Capri Sun or some stupid shit like that. Stupid bitch. Exactly, bro.
I mean, luckily for me and my girl are compatible.
Oh, yeah? Y'all both Capri Suns?
Nah. She's whatever she is and I'm whatever I am. I'm not giving no details, people.
He going through it. Anyway. No,
I'm good. Everything's good. Everything's gravy.
Yeah, Z Boomy loves because he can sense the sad vibes. He's like, okay, man. Hold on. Nah,
you call it Boomy?
His name's Boomy.
And what's the other one's name?
Asiya.
Asiya?
Yeah.
Like, Asiya.
Nah.
I can't wait to be a dad though one day. Like,
oh shit, okay,
for real.
You want to be a dad?
I'm gonna be the corniest dad ever. I'm gonna say the most like corniest dad jokes.
Like what?
I don't know, bro. Nah, but I think
you gotta give us at least one dad joke.
I feel like if I had if I was a dad, mm-hmm, and I had like some cargo shorts on and some Skechers and like a riding lawnmower, I think the jokes would just come out naturally at that point. Maybe I'd be the joke. I don't know. I can't make corny dad jokes. I'm not a corny dad yet. Not that I know of. So, man, that'd be crazy, though. I ain't ready for that. I don't know what the hell to do with a baby, man. Like, how many sandwiches does it need? How much sunlight does it need? Does it need to be walked all the time?
It's a baby, not a dog.
It'd be all right.
It needs to be walked. What do you mean? The baby ain't going to be able to walk for like the first year.
Man. Hell no. Nah, I say that, but like, I'd probably have a great time. Oh, after the shitting phase, you know, like 2-3 years.
What do you mean shitting phase? They just stop shitting after 2-3 years?
Yeah, no, they just like plug up. They're just like these big fucking babies.
Imagine if we never had the ability to take a shit.
I don't know.
Like, what if we, like, had no... What if we created no waste from the human... Excuse me. From the human body, what if we didn't have any kind of excrement? Right? Like, we didn't have the urge to piss or poop. And that's it. Like, everything that we consume, we use 100% of.
I don't know.
That'd be so weird. Because taking a shit sometimes is one of the most satisfying things.
I got a client who eats one meal a day, shits every 2 days. This dude's in crazy shape.
I mean, I get the intermittent fasting. I get it. I get the one meal a day, right? He probably has like a 4-hour block throughout a 24-hour day where he fasts for 20 hours and eats for 4. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
That is very crazy because you have to consume a large amount of calories, but it's shitting every 2 days is not normal. You need to at least... Even when I was doing intermittent fasting...
Everyone's bodies are just built different, I guess.
Yeah, that's also something with his gut biome, I guess. I don't know. But even when I was intermittent fasting, I was taking at least 2 shits a day.
2 shits a day?
At least. When I was intermittent fasting, now I take like 5-6 a day.
5-6 shits a day?
Oh, dude, sometimes I take 2-3 shits before like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I feel fine. I feel phenomenal, actually. It's because I've also been eating a lot more now.
So so there's something always going in and out of the tank.
Yeah, that's what it is. And I've been, you know, eating more.
Because I shit like maybe once, maybe twice a day.
That's wild. You need to get your biome checked.
I barely eat, though.
Oh, well, that's probably
why. That's because I work a lot, and I'm just like one meal, and then I'm going to eat a meal when I get home, maybe, if I'm not too tired.
Mm-mm. Nah, I have to eat. The reason I have to eat is because I've been working out more. So with that, like, to maintain energy levels and stuff like that, I have to eat. Because if not, bro, I get so lethargic and just so cranky. It's annoying. It's really not good. What the fucking shit? This fucking stupid camera.
Good times.
God damn it. I'm so annoyed.
That thing just...
Today's just been a fucking annoying day.
Tell us about your day, man.
I really don't want to talk about it. I truly don't want to talk about the day.
I tried.
I wish... I just want today to be over. I'm grateful for the bad times. I'm grateful for the good times. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah for the good days. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah for the bad days. You know what I'm saying? Because the bad days are going to teach me a lesson. And the good days are just always good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if you always have good days, that means you're not doing anything. Like, if you always have good days, you're not going to appreciate good days. They're just going to be an everyday normal day. You know what I mean? And then if you have bad days, it makes the good days, you value the good days on when you have those a lot more. And then you also get to learn something from those days.
That dude got some thick ass eyebrows.
He really does.
I was looking at that right now. Sometimes I want to do your eyebrows so bad, but you're so damn like...
Bro, my eyebrows are not that thick. That dude has thick eyebrows.
Man. Y'all don't know how tempted I am to shaping Robbie's eyebrows. I mean, not really. Just want to get just want to get the goddamn whiskers around the eyebrows. No. I didn't even got to touch the eyebrows. It's the patches of hair around it. I just want to like knock down. The eyebrows are...
I learned a new technique the other day, by the way, too, on doing edge-ups. Mm. Like on people with small heads.
Yeah.
You fucking dumb tard... No, not dumb tards. You fucking people that have small heads, like foreheads, that don't have like enough space between the edge-up and then the eyebrows. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. I've been terrified to do like the corners for them because I'm like, I'm scared I'm going to fuck their eyebrows up. So I went to barbershop day the other day, and I was shadowing one of the barbers over there. Shout out to my boy JL at Fade King Studios. Check him out if y'all got some time out there on Highway 3, if you're in the Clear Lake region. But anyways, what he was doing was pull the eyebrow down, like stretch the skin, and then do the lineup with that. And I tried that today on one of the clients that I had. And bro, it works.
I know it does.
It's a very good technique, yeah. And it like helps stretch. So kind of like how when you're using the razor, you stretch the skin.
Yeah,
you get the
just final. Don't ever do it on the skateboard.
They're
always anal about you waving the blade in the direction of your finger. You're always supposed to go away from the finger and shit like that.
100%. Plus, with the skateboard right now, it's gonna be on a mannequin, so I really can't even do that.
Yeah, man.
That's why I'm trying to get these hours in before they fucking change the regulations again to where I got to do like a full cut, like on an individual.
I think they're about to go back to having a live model.
Please do it after I get my license.
you got somebody you can take, I'm sure.
I'm just going to take you.
Take like a comb over person. Easy. They're going to want you. They're going to want you to use... you can't use guards.
You can't use guards?
Once you touch one guard, you can't pick it back up.
Oh, so they want you to basically finish that everything with that guard and then go to the next guard.
So, like, and you got a clipper comb of just about everything. Yeah. That shit was fucking horrible. It's so
like
funny.
It's a traditional men's, it's like a men's cut.
It's so funny. And I look at the test results on my shit because I got the picture. Dang, bro. Like, the hair cutting section out of like 15 like things. I got 15 points you can earn for the hair cutting section. I only got 2 points.
Holy shit. What did you do? Write your name?
Fuck, it was bad. But like for the shave shit, I got that down. The perming, 100%. The nail service, 4 out of 4. Easy. Bruh, everything but that fucking hair cutting section. The thing I do every fucking day.
I'm not as worried about the hair cutting stuff as I am about the nail shit. I'm more worried about the nail stuff.
Have you played with Shearwork? I forgot to ask about
that. Yeah, I've been playing with Shearwork. I just haven't had any recently, but yes, I have been playing with Shearwork. I do love Shearwork.
It's very easy, and it becomes your bread and butter once you get better at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I want to learn how to do flat tops. I think flat tops.
You do flat tops. Hell yeah. Go to like those like in and out barbershops that are fast.
I'm not talking about like a military flat top. I'm talking about like a flat top like on coarse hair.
Like black people hair. Black people hair? Yeah. Sorry. Latino hair.
Black people hair is the perfect for doing flat tops. Just because it has so much density. To where like you can shape it. You could really do a lot with black people hair with flat top. If they have a lot of bulk up top, you can do so much more with it. And it's really interesting to see how different hair textures are. You can do different things, and what you can't get away with one texture, you can't get away with the other. You know what I'm saying? Like kind of how we were talking about the blending stuff with coarse hair versus blending in with like really thin hair. Like with, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it's like thin hair is not as forgiving with blending as coarse hair. You can mess up on coarse hair and it won't like mess up the haircut because you can just go in and fix it. With light hair or like very thin hair, it's a lot harder to do because you'll see the guidelines, you'll see it everything. You'll literally see everything that you messed up on with
this
lighter hair.
This is so important right here. He's doing a very small comb with a one guard and he's going to fade up to that because that's what I've been
doing. That's a one and a half.
Yeah, and that's what I've been doing as you can even do it with a two sometimes too. Mm-hmm. It creates more texture. And that's really good. It's more of an advanced technique, but it's very fruitful once you really hone that skill. I wonder if he's gonna end of it all.
Oh, okay. So he's doing a mid fade.
Yes, yeah, mid fade, and he's gonna fade up to that. And when he gets to those darker areas, he's gonna. Man, pivoting is just a whole other art form on its own.
That's actually a very good technique to do, like a good drop fade. That technique he just did, where he brought it down with a comb and then took it down with the one and a half open.
Yeah.
Because that takes away so much of your blending work. Now all he has to go in is with the one closed and fade that in and then take that bald line out.
I haven't done a perm in a while. I'm doing a perm this Thursday. I just thought about that.
Really?
As I said that.
Man, that's pretty cool.
At the salon. Yeah, man. It's been a minute since I've done a perm. And then in August this year, man, I did like 17 perms.
17 perms?
That was a lot of fucking perms, bro. Charging $85 a damn perm.
Damn, that's a lot of fucking money.
It was insane, man. Good times.
That boy making money. Money, 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 money.
But man,
you got anything you want to add before we head out?
Man, stop having kids with stupid people. Stop having sex with stupid people. Just if you can do anything,
have sex with us instead. Or him.
Maybe.
Hobbies available, ladies.
I'm very available, but stop having sex with stupid people.
He likes to get his asshole ate, so if you're not an ass eater, you're disqualified.
Boring
bitch. Is that a first aid question? Like, would you ask a girl on the first...
that's a boring bitch. When she says some shit like, I didn't do that, I'm gonna be like, because you're fucking boring. That's what it is.
Oh, your dad loved you, huh?
Yeah. It's not like you were loved as a child. That's what that says.
Refer back bitch. To the last couple episodes that we did. Having too much respect for yourself ain't it. Let us disrespect you respectfully. Because the more you fuck around,
the more you find out.
And on that note, this has been another episode of Useful Nonsense. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching. We out. Peace.